Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you again, everybody, for joining us on Member Solutions Teleconference. The topic again for discussion is how to create and conduct an open house on a $2,000 budget. As most of you know, I was in hiatus from opening and operating a martial arts school for several years. Brand opened our new martial arts school in St. Petersburg, Florida on March 12th of 2005. And last month, we actually celebrated our one-year anniversary. I actually used transformational vocabulary when talking to my students, and we called it our one-year birthday party. But it's the exact same thing as an open house. And because I am a consultant also in the industry, I wanted to make sure that our one-year open house was done on a $2,000 budget so that other school owners can repeat the same concept and the same process and get just as good results. So today I provided you with an outline and also just kind of a brief structure of how we budgeted our event. First things first, before we get started, I just want to let you know that I had several goals when I was running my open house. And my biggest, most important goal was to have a good time with my students. This was our one-year birthday party, so I really felt like celebrating. We have a fantastic group of students. Our curriculum is very well organized, so we have an incredible amount of retention. Our attendance is also awesome, so I really wanted to spend a little bit of time with all of my students, their family, their friends, and have a good time. That was my key goal for this particular party. We had a cake. We had a bounce house. Our demo team put on a great performance. We had a lot of friends there. I made all of my personal friends go. I even made my entire family go. And also, of course, we encouraged all of our students to bring their friends and family. So it really turned out to be a great success. My second goal was to officially put Automat Martial Arts on the St. Petersburg map. Here in St. Petersburg, Florida, we have a lot of martial arts schools. They're all very fantastic schools. They all have great reputations in the community. And I try not to look at them as competitors. But of course, sometimes you can't help but look at them as competitors. And of course, there's a lot of other martial arts schools out there who are already known in our area. And we wanted to make sure that On-the-Map Martial Arts was officially on the map as far as martial arts, quality martial arts schools go. And what I considered officially making On-the-Map Martial Arts on the map is by having an open house that had at least 200 participants in the event. And we definitely achieved that goal. My third goal was to gain access to a new group of students who matched the same qualities as the first group of students. Now, what I mean by that is when we first grand opened our school last year, we had a very good group of students as far as good parents, good families, really good idea and concept of what they wanted their children to gain out of the martial arts. And also they had a lot of friends who had the same kind of ideas and same kind of morals and values. So when we did this one-year birthday party, we really wanted to make sure that we got a boatload of new students who were all friends, who all were from the same kind of networking community, so that everybody had a lot more harmony and synergy. In other words, we didn't want to bring in a bunch of people from all different places. We would prefer to bring in a bunch of people who all went to the same school, who all hung out in the same crowds, who all participated in all the same kind of activities, because I think that makes a big difference, at least in our particular atmosphere here in St. Petersburg. Number four, our goal was to achieve all three of those things, have a great time with our students, put St. Petersburg on the map, and get a great group of students in on a $2,000 budget. And we did a very good job. I'm going to tell you at the end of this teleconference what our results are and how we did it on a $2,000 budget and how you can duplicate that. So let's go ahead and get started. 90 days before open house. Now, you see I said 90 days. It really does take 3 months to plan a very, very good event. If you say, I'm going to put an open house on next month, you're going to have very little time, and you're going to get maybe good results if you put a lot of legwork in, but you're going to have a lot of stress. The sooner you plan out things, the better results, and also the less stress you're going to have. So let's talk about what I did in the first 30 days, of course, looking 90 days out, which was actually in January of this month. This was the hardest part of running an open house because this is where a lot of creativity comes in, a lot of marketing, a lot of advertising experience really plays an important role in the execution of our open house. I had to design some really nice posters for our open house. I also had to create a really good ad for our newspaper. I had to design a direct mail piece, which I must have went through at least 10 different designs on our open house invitation before I finally found one that I liked. I also designed and sent out invitations. We sent out a newsletter to all of our students. We did our website posting, and we also sent out our first email announcement. So you see, there was a lot of creativity going in there. Now, of course, I did have a graphic designer who helped me out on the actual format of all of our designs, but I had to go to my graphic designer and say, this is what I want on my open house invitation, flyer, poster, direct mail piece, whatever it was I had him designing. This is the text I wanted, these are the pictures I wanted to use, and this is how I wanted the image laid out. From there, he put it together in a format that we could use to reproduce all the material. So it wasn't an easy thing. Once we got all that designed, it was a little bit easier from that point forward. 60 days before the open house, which was now into February, it was a lot more legwork than design and creativity. It was a lot more of me getting out there and announcing it in every single one of my classes. I kept telling my students, it's our one-year birthday party next month. Everybody knew the date. Every class I asked them, what date is our one-year birthday party? Who's coming? Raise your hand. Who's bringing friends? Who's bringing family? Don't forget, we're going to have cake. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have a demonstration. We're going to have some free classes. It's going to be a really good time, and I'd really like for everybody to be there. That's basically what I was saying in every single class. Also, really what I did is I went out to a lot of local businesses. Several of them, of course, I knew people who either owned the businesses or managed them, but I also went to a couple of places that I thought would be interested in helping us promote the event. This is probably the hardest part for a martial arts school owner to do. When you walk into a business, if they don't know you, there's a lot of anxiety. There's several times where people aren't even interested and talking with you or helping you out. So, of course, those are all things that can maybe stress you out. So it really does help if you know somebody you have an in. But I went to a lot of local businesses, asked them if they would hang the posters, gave them invitations, and also asked them if they'd like to donate prizes for the event. We had several schools really take advantage of that. Several businesses take advantage of that opportunity. We had free massages donated. We had a local gym donate some free memberships. We had a lot of local restaurants donate coupons. We even had some major food chains put our invitations in the Happy Meals or in the kids' meals. They were more than happy to help out. So don't be afraid to go out there and just talk with businesses. You never know who's going to be interested in helping you out. Also, another thing that we had to do, which was a lot of legwork, is we had to start and establish a demo team. I had to, first of all, hand-pick people that I thought would make a key person in our demo team. Of course, what I was looking for is I was looking for talent, I was looking for enthusiasm, and I was also looking for commitment. If they didn't have talent, that wasn't that big of a deal because I felt confident that we can train them. But, of course, they had to have a little bit of martial arts skill because the choreography of our demo team training was going to be the hardest part. And if we had to train them how to teach certain kind of kicks and strikes and punches and formations, it was going to be a lot harder. Of course, when we did our demo team, when we launched our demo team and we told the people that we wanted on the team to participate, we did start a demo team program. There is a cost attached to that, and we charged it as an add-on program an annual fee of $350 per year. So I had 12 team members that I selected that each paid $350 for the whole year to be on the demo team. What that $350 includes is access to the weekly demo team class, the demo team uniform, and participation in several demos throughout the year. So I actually made a profit on that. If you see here 12 people at $350 per year, you're looking at over $4,000 profit. So really, you could roll that back into your open house budget to really make your event even bigger. We also sent out our direct mail 60 days out, which was in February. The direct mail piece basically on the front had pictures and images of myself, my students, and my school, because we do have a beautiful school. We have a nice training deck, and I wanted people to see what our facility actually looked like on the cover, or on the front of our direct mail piece. And then on the back was actual a formal invitation. Now, if you are not a Schumann Concepts member and you'd like to see a copy of our direct mail piece, you can email me directly through Member Solutions. My email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at membersolutions.com, and I'd be more than happy to send you over a PDF format of what that direct mail piece looks like. Also, the other thing that I did in February is I reserved a bounce house and a slide. We get a really nice big bounce house and a really nice big blown-up slide for $250 from a local place in the area, and that was, I tell you what, that was a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I found myself spending more time in the bounce house and on the slide than I did networking with parents. Fortunately, my staff was on point, and they were there to answer any new prospects' questions and talk about the pre-evaluations and enrollments. So it gave me an opportunity to really spend a lot of time with all my students, and it was a huge blast, and it was a huge success. So if you do have the space in your parking lot or somewhere around your school to put a bounce house, I tell you what, it makes a big difference. In the back of our school, we actually have a huge parking lot and a huge grassy area, so it worked out really well for us. We also sent out our second email announcement. Now, really quickly, I want to just explain that we have an email database. We actually have two email databases. One of them is an email database of all of our students. The other one is just actually what we call a contact list. Now, this list includes all of my friends, all of my family, all of my staff's friends and family, and, of course, anybody who has participated in one of our events, such as a buddy day, a fun week, a birthday party, who has filled out a waiver, included their email address. It also includes all contacts that I've made in the last year and a half, of course, 6 months building up to a grand opening in our school and the whole year of being in operation. When I'm out in the public and I'm talking about martial arts, there's, I would say, 9 times out of 10 when I'm talking to somebody and I tell them that I own a martial arts school, they either say that they're interested in martial arts, their kid is interested in martial arts, or they have a friend who's always wanted to do that. That right there is your opportunity to take advantage of their interest. What I do is I say, give me your business card, and I'll put you in our email list, and we send out monthly email newsletters, and we'll let you know about our upcoming events. We're always running open houses, free safety seminars, all kinds of cool things that you can come and participate in so that you can see the school. I would say 9 times out of 10, I get their business card. If they do not have a business card, I give them one of my business cards, and then I also take down their email address. If they say, well, I don't have a business card, then I say, oh, do you have an email address? I'll put you on my email list. You wouldn't believe how many people, I mean, pretty much everybody gives me their email address. So I just throw it on my email list. So we have over 800 names just in our contact list alone. Again, this is friends, family, and contacts. Basically, I want all my friends, all my family, and everybody who I've met to be in the loop. Whether they're going to participate directly in that one event or not, they're at least going to know about it. So maybe they have a friend in general conversation who says, I think I'm going to put my child in martial arts. And they can say, well, as a matter of fact, I just got this email from somebody that I met who's actually running an open house. And let me forward it over to you. So that's really how it really helps increase the buzz that you're going to spread about your event. Now we're going 30 days prior to the event. This is going into February and, of course, into March of our event. The final 30 days were the most fun because I was getting really excited. I was very comfortable knowing that we had passed out invitations to our students, that we printed out these really, really nice invitations that were the width of a business card but a little bit longer. And instead of being horizontal like a business card, the print was actually vertical. So they were really nice little ticket-like things. We passed them out to all of our students. We gave them to a lot of local businesses. That helped me know that my students were spreading the word. Of course, we had a direct mail piece that went out to a very good demographical market. We had the direct mail company find the demographic names of people who live in a 5-mile radius, who have an average family household income of $80,000 or more, who also have children. And we got almost 3,000 names from that list. So that's what our direct mail actually went out to. The email announcement that we also sent out really helped spread the buzz, and also, of course, the newsletter that we were giving to our schools. So, of course, you could see that 30 days before open house, I was very comfortable knowing that between everything that we had already done with the networking that I didn't just mention and also the announcing in the class and all the other things I did mention, this was going to be a great event. So the 30 days prior to it, we started having a good time. We ran a fun week. If you don't know what a fun week is, it's pretty much the new version of Buddy Week. Basically, every week, the week after testing, we take a break from curriculum. It's called Fun Week, and our students know this. We've done this from the very beginning, and they really love it because our students, we always say, when's testing? They know our next testing is April 29th, and what's the week after testing? They all say Fun Week because during Fun Week, we just have a good time. Well, this last time before open house, we actually created these really cool Fun Week tickets. They look like almost movie tickets. And we gave them to our students to give to their friends to invite them to Fun Week. We actually had 20 kids come to our Fun Week. And now what this did is it helped us bring buddies into our school during Fun Week, which is a non-intimidating week because we don't have to worry about our staff stressing out about delivering curriculum because there's no curriculum coverage. Also, we know that if the people who come and participate in Fun Week aren't quite ready to join our martial arts school yet, we still have another call to action, which was our open house, which was 2 weeks after the event. just to give you a really quick statistic, during Fun Week, we got 6 people enrolled out of the 20 people. And then after that, we had at least 4 kids that came to our Fun Week who actually enrolled on the day of our open house or a week after, because we do have a trial program that they participate in. So that Fun Week really made a big difference. We also sent out a press release 30 days before open house to all of our media contacts. Now, if you don't have a media list, this is something I highly suggest that you get involved in. If you don't have time, of course, that's where a PR director comes in. And I covered that in last month's teleconference on the 4 key staff positions. So make sure you make a note and listen to that if you haven't already. Basically, what a media list is contacting all your local publications. And what I mean by local publications is local magazines, local newspapers, also your local media, such as your news stations. Get the names, email addresses, and addresses of all the producers, all the editors, and everybody who is involved in some kind of publicity in the areas that you cover, such as health, sports, community involvement, those kind of people. And send out a press release to every single one of them whenever you do any event. You'd be surprised at how many times you'll get put in your newspaper just because you send them a press release. Of course, make sure that it's well written. Now, if you're not very good at writing press releases, then you need to book a 20-minute consultation with me, because I'd be more than happy to help you. As a matter of fact, there's one particular client who loves press releases. Her school gets extreme exposure in her community in Tennessee from the press releases. 9 out of 8 press releases that I've written for her has either gotten published in her newspaper or has gotten some TV and television exposure. So you can see that's great, great, great advertising for your school. Don't forget, I say this every single teleconference, when you look at marketing your business, you have advertising, you have networking, you have publicity, and customer service. Those 4 areas have to be covered to have a solid marketing plan. If you're listening here, advertising, I got it covered with the invitations, the email announcements, the direct mail piece, the newspaper ad, boom, there goes my advertising. As far as networking, I went to 5 local businesses and got them involved in hanging posters and passing out invitations. Publicity, I got it covered. I sent out my press release. Not only did I get publicity through my press release, but I was also in the process doing school speeches, going to the Little Daisies and doing seminars, and, of course, I was talking about our 1-year birthday party. Then as far as customer service, well, of course, the customer service comes down to the actual birthday party, having the bounce house, having the event actually catered, having a demonstration, and just having a great time. So you can see I hit all four areas when I ran this event. Going back to 30 days prior to open house, we also sent out a mailing to our private school directory. Now, if you have students that are in private schools in your area, don't be afraid to go up to them, whisper in their ear, and ask them if you can get a copy of their school directory. We have the school directory to 4 local private schools in our area. As a matter of fact, our student base is approximately 75% private school students. That's a fantastic market. You know, anybody who finds value in private education and who will put their hard-earned money into giving their children private education really finds value in the proper growth and development of their child. I'm not saying people in public school don't. I'm just saying it's pretty much guaranteed. If they put their kid in private school, they really want what's best for their kid. So you know that they're the ideal prospects for your martial arts school. Again, whisper in your parents' ears, ask them if you can get a copy of their private school directory. We have 4 of them. We sent out the same direct mail piece that we got from our mailing list for Modern Mailing and sent them the same piece. We sent that out 30 days prior. So you know that we duplicated a couple of those people. If they got a direct mail piece before and they got it a second time, that's just more support towards our guerrilla marketing concept. Also, 30 days prior, we started to order the food. Now, what we did is we have Chick-fil-A down here, so we got a big chicken nugget platter. We also had Subway. We ordered 3 6-foot-long subs. Then my office manager, Jill, went to Sam's. She got tons of water, tons of diet soda, tons of little Capri Suns, and then we just got 3 big coolers, filled them up with ice, and put all the drinks in there, and there was our food for our event. It actually worked out perfect. We had a little bit of food left over, so if you're looking at having a birthday party or an open house with approximately 300 people, the big party platter of chicken nuggets, 3 6-foot-long subs, and I would say at least 2 to 3 cases of each one of the drinks I mentioned would pretty much do the trick. Also, of course, 30 days prior to open house, I sent out my 3rd email announcement. So you see the buzz that we actually created before we actually did our one-year birthday party. Well, $2,000, that's all it cost. Let me go back and just review what my costs were. I tell you, really, honestly, my biggest cost was paying my graphic designer. I mean, this dude really made out like a bandit for my open house because he had to design my invitation, he had to design my direct mail piece, he had to design my poster and my newspaper. Now, I guess I shouldn't say design because I actually designed them, but he actually had to put them in the format to meet the specs of our printers and also for the direct mail people. That was my biggest cost. My second biggest cost was actually the print of all the material. Then, of course, postage. But if you look at things, there was a lot of things we did that didn't cost anything, like sending out the newsletter. Okay, well, maybe it costs a little bit to print the paper, but you're not really talking about a lot of money there. The website posting, you know, if you already have your website running, that doesn't cost anything. The email announcements, that's the cool one. We sent out 3 email campaigns, and it doesn't cost you anything for that. Announcing it in every single class really doesn't cost you anything. The networking with the local businesses, well, you already paid for your posters and you already paid for your invitations, so that doesn't really have an additional cost. So there's a lot of things that you can also do if you're on a limited budget to really give your open house a great deal of exposure. So just to cap it off, to tell you how my open house went, well, I'm not going to lie to you, and one thing that I don't like is fabricating numbers. So I'm going to tell you the honest statistics that we got from our open house. On a $2,000 budget, our total amount of students that we got enrolled was 27 new students. Now, this is where I start talking about watching your goal setting. We don't set our goals by the amount of students we have. We set the goals by the amount of billing contracts that we have. If we have a family member or we have 2 or 3 people in one billing contract, that still only counts as one. So total, we had 27 new students, but we had 15 billing contracts total. That's really the solid number that I look at. 15 billing contracts, 27 new students total. If you notice, you see that's a big difference between billing contracts and new students. Well, you have to take into consideration, number one, family members. You also have to take into consideration pay in full. In our area, we have a lot of people who are self-employed, who have a great amount of cash flow. So we get a lot of pay in fulls because we have a lot of people who have a high cash flow. So it's really it works out better financially for them. Also, you got to take into consideration anybody that you're putting on some kind of scholarship, supported membership, or anybody that you may be doing a little bit of bartering with. So finally, again, like I said, the final statistic, 27 new students total, 15 billing contracts. My billing contract value, now what I did is I took the billing volume that we actually did from our open house and divided the billing volume that we generated from our actual open house campaign. Now, remember, our campaign runs from January through March, and I divided it by the actual 15 billing contracts. Our billing contract value was actually pretty decent. I always wanted to be over $100. Our billing contract value for the amount of people that we signed up from our open house was actually $117 and change, which is actually pretty cool. So that, again, helps you set some goals when you're running your open house. 15 billing contracts at $117 a piece, that's not too shabby. Also taking in consideration the down payments, the pay in fulls, the referrals that we're going to gain off of it. I can honestly say that our one-year birthday party was a tremendous success, not to mention that I had a really good time. Now, if you want to see pictures, my administrator is actually going to be posting pictures of our open house on our school website. Don't forget to do that. When you're at your open house, take as many pictures as you can. If you have a PR director, that's what they're there for. We took lots of pictures. We're going to post them on our actual school website, and that's just, again, going to support customer service, number one, but also, number two, that positive family atmosphere. I can really boast and brag that I've never been happier in a martial arts school. One reason why is because I'm really starting to appreciate the value of every single student, and I'm really starting to get to know each one of our students, their parents, their family, their friends. So I feel like they're an extended part of my family. So we have a fantastic family atmosphere here. We also really, we spend a lot of quality time seeking out and prospecting the right students. Instead of trying to enroll every single person who comes into our school who takes an interest in our martial arts business, we do pre-evaluations. And we really look for people who, number one, we know are not going to ruin the class momentum or class environment with their negative behavior or inconsistent attendance. Also, number two, we really want people here who are going to try very hard, who are going to be very consistent. We have a mandatory attendance policy at our school. which works out really well. If our students aren't here, they call in. Our attendance right now is off the charts, but that's because, again, when we run our open houses, we really do prospect the right students. We specify to the prospects. We have a mandatory attendance policy. You must be pre-evaluated. We do put waiting lists on our classes when the classes are over full, and we do follow through on our rules and regulations. If you're inconsistent or that and it negatively affects the momentum of the classroom or maybe behavior or some of those things, you may be removed from an actual group membership, put on a private membership. So keep those things in mind, too. Don't try to enroll every single person who comes through your open house door because it could have a negative effect on the success of your open house. So, with that said, hopefully you got a great idea. Hopefully you got five great ideas on how to run your open house. If you did not or you lost the open house report that was sent out through Member Solutions in March, you can email me. Again, my email address is Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at membersolutions.com. I'd be more than happy to send you over a copy of that. Also, don't forget, guys, book your 20-minute consultation. That is a great opportunity for us to network on an individual basis so I can find out directly what your specific situation is and help lead you in the right direction. I can tell you I work with a variety of different schools, schools that are part-time schools, schools that are huge, schools that are chain schools. And every single school, no matter what size you are, is very different. A lot of things that play a difference is your demographic location, the actual curriculum that you're running, and also your personal preference. You know, what may work really good for me may not work really good well for you. So some of these things may not be in your best interest, but I can definitely lead you in the right direction. So please, if you are planning on running an open house, don't be afraid to book that 20-minute consultation. I'd be more than happy to take you through step by step the entire way and make sure that your open house is a successful one. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and take off the lecture mode.
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
And I know that some of you probably have questions. So if you do have a question, now is the time to ask it. So who would like to go first? Let me try that again. Does anybody have any questions on the – I'm pretty comprehensive when I do the lecture mode of the open house. But does anybody have any additional questions or comments or maybe concerns regarding running an open house?
Hey, Melody, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
What was your anxiety level pulling into this?
Anxiety level from what point?
I mean, just, you know, because, I mean, we've been discussing going through this and stuff like that, and my anxiety level's fairly high of, the, you know, quote-unquote, you know, wanting to have a successful day.
Right. Well, you know what, Mark, that's a great question. I could tell you that my anxiety level from the day I opened my door was really high. The second one was a little bit better when we ran our open house, our six-month anniversary. This one was only very high during the holidays when I knew that starting in January, I had a lot of work to do to get the open house done. So I did have a lot of anxiety. I had a lot of stress. But I tell you honestly, Mark, as you chop through all of these different things on the open house, your anxiety level will go down. But you can't help but have anxiety when you're running a big event because the last thing you want to do is put a lot of time in it, put a lot of money into it, and then nobody show up the day of the open house event. But I can tell you honestly, Mark, if you do everything that I have on this particular report, you're pretty much guaranteed a successful open house event. Now, I've been working with you a lot on an individual basis, and I know that you already have your invitations designed. Your direct mailing list is already in the process of being developed. You've already figured out all your printing. So you are like five steps ahead of the rest of the people. So I understand, again, where you're coming with a high level of anxiety, and I will help you through with any questions you have, but it's just pretty natural to be anxious and to be stressed out, but I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic event because you so far have your act together, and you really are taking advantage of all the suggestions we posted on the report, so I think you're going to do really well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What other kind of questions? Does anybody else have any other kind of questions for me? No questions. Well, we had a very quiet soft day today. Hopefully you don't have any questions because the report that we actually just covered was very comprehensive. If you are listening on to the teleconference today, again, thank you very much for participating. We always appreciate your support. Again, one more time, don't forget to book your 20-minute consultation. They're a lot of fun. Even if you just want to book your 20-minute consultation and say hello and introduce yourself, it's a very good motivator, and we all need mentors. You know, even Mark, yourself, I enjoy having my weekly consultations with you because it's really good just to pass some ideas and to talk about what you're doing. Sometimes just saying them out loud relieves a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. So, again, hopefully you're going to take advantage of that opportunity. One more time, does anybody have any questions? If not, okay, then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up a little bit early this month. Thank you guys very much for participating this month, and I look forward to getting your emails, and I look forward to speaking with you guys next month. Everybody have a great week.